You know, a lot of reflecting going on today as we look into 2019. So, surprisingly, a lot of good came out of 2018, despite maybe some tough harvest conditions. So let's focus on some of the main crops that we grow in this region, starting with wheat. Wheat and canola, actually, really excellent year for this growing region, wasn't it?
It really was. Both those crops, they beat the heat and the drought stress. It didn't seem to matter where we were at, if we were north, if we were south, east, west. Both wheat and canola, like I said, good yields, some even exceptional. And a lot of that is management. A lot of that is picking the right varieties and a strong fertility program and being blessed with good weather. But overall, we're quite happy with wheat and canola in 2018.
Due to the current trade situations, market environment, maybe going to see some more interest in those two crops going into next year, or farmers going to stick to their typical rotation?
I think a lot's to be determined yet. I think wheat might see a little uptick. Canola for sure will. But, yes, it has to do with the trade talks. It has to see what happens with soybeans. But just because wheat and canola do perform well in our area, I expect those to be strong in 2019.
So what can we work on in those crops for 2019? Despite the exceptional crops this year, there's still things we can work on.
Well, there is, and a lot of it is new varieties. You know, wheat typically has been 5, maybe 10 crop choices, or variety choices. Now we have 20, maybe 25 variety choices. So it's going through your varieties, picking the ones that work best for your farm. Are you going for yield? Are you going for protein? And followed up with a strong fertility program. But again, weed control. You know, with resistant weeds, we're finding those resistant weeds in our wheat now. And so we got to manage our weed control approach, have a zero tolerance approach in our wheat, and keep those fields clean. And with canola, you know, canola is fairly simple. We're Liberty or we're Roundup. We're going to start incorporating pre-emerge herbicides in those crops. We're going to focus on raising a quality crop of canola as well.
So if we can, let's switch gears a little bit to the beans and the corn. Really, what rain was really the determining factor with those two crops this fall, correct?
Correct. With soybeans, tillage mattered, and because we had a fair amount of minimum till and no-till go in the spring, in fearful of the drought, that really paid off. Yes, the rainfall mattered greatly in the row crops, but specifically soybeans and corn the most. And we're worried about that for 2019 as well. And so we're going to see guys start doing different practices in tillage to conserve some moisture in case we end up with a repeat of 2018.
And, too, we can really dive into the nitty-gritty of these crops. It came down to canopy and row spacing in some cases, too, correct?
Yes, in row crops it was very important. The narrower rows performed well, canopied quick, conserved the moisture. But not to say that wider rows can do better in a wetter year as well. So we're aware of both row spacings, but if 2019 looks to be dry, no question we'll be trying to put more crops in narrower rows.
Maybe one theme we might need to carry into 2019 is to be cautious with that corn, correct? We need to be looking at those traits closely.
Yes, with corn, expensive crop to raise. You have fertilizer, you have seed, you have chemistry. And so guys are looking at to cut somewhere. Well, one place you can really cut in corn is seed costs. And so now there are retailers out there offering non-BT corn at a cheaper discount. And so that looks very attractive to farmers right now. And so I'm a little concerned about that because we are seeing more corn borer out there. We already have guys that were planting non-BT corn. And, yes, the corn borer showed up. And so we are aware of it. We're cautious of it. And we'll try to keep it to a minimum.
And I guess kind of maybe one of the more fun points we had, at this meeting was farmers can raise sunflowers.
Yes, and we're going to see an increase in sunflower acres. We've had some leaders in my group that have stuck their neck out over the years and stuck with sunflowers, and they've been rewarded dearly, especially in Nelson County where we have, you know, a lot of water pressure, high water tables. We need to focus on raising crops that use a lot of water, and sunflowers is one of them. And because they do have a chance to create a high yield, oil premiums, it's turned out to be very profitable for some guys to have sunflowers in recent years.
Mm-hmm. So kind of wrapping up our conversation, as we know, winter came fast and furious. We went right from basically summer to winter. And so were farmers able to get a lot of field work done? And if not, you know, maybe what do we need to focus on come spring when that ground thaws and we're ready to get in the fields?
Well, 2018 will be the least amount of fall fertilizer I have on in this group. So that is concerning. tillage I'm not too worried about, because if it does stay dry, I'm okay with having some fields not tilled. The main issue, though, is the fertilizer. You know, I'm concerned about the retailers, the supply issues, the trucking, and, of course, having a window in the spring to get this all done. That's the main thing. We got to have a nice spring to get all this fertilizer on because, yes, if we have more wheat, if we have more canola, if we have more sunflowers, we're raising crops that typically use a lot of fertilizer, whereas soybeans typically uses much less. So I am concerned about the fertilizer use this spring.
Mm-hmm.